Records, son of billionaire Democrat donor George Soros has visited the White House 14 times. By Amy Furr on April 8, 2023. Left-wing billionaire and Democrat donor George Soros' son, Alexander Soros, who chairs the grant-making organization his father founded, Open Society Foundations, has apparently visited the White House numerous times since President Joe Biden, D., took office. Last year, 37-year-old Alexander Soros had at least a dozen meetings with White House officials. Per its visitor logs, the New York Post reported Saturday. His latest trips include visiting December 1 with then-White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain's advisor Nina Srivastava, who also worked on Biden's presidential campaign, the logs show, the outlet continued. Younger Soros was one of 330 people who attended a lavish state dinner on the White House South Lawn hosted by the President and First Lady Jill Biden honoring French President Emmanuel Macron and Macron's wife, Brigitte. A day later, Alexander Soros, who chairs the powerful liberal grant-making network Open Society Foundations founded by his dad, met with both advisor to the counselor of President Mariana Adame and Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Finer. Record show. The young man's profile on the Open Society Foundation's website said he is also the founding chair of Bend the Arc Jewish Action and sits on the boards of Bard College, the Center for Jewish History, Central European University, the European Council on Foreign Relations, and International Crisis Group. An image shows the younger Soros at the state dinner for Macron, while additional photos depict him with leaders that include former President Barack Obama, D. The Post article said Alexander Soros also attended White House meetings in 2021, but the topics of discussion were not immediately known. In recent years, George Soros has focused on local races for prosecutors and used funds to elect progressives who back criminal justice reform and support the Black Lives Matter movement, Breitbart News' Joby Polak wrote in January 2022. The rise of these Soros-backed prosecutors has coincided with a massive surge in murder and crime in many Democrat-run cities, including many where these prosecutors have implemented radical policies toward policing and incarceration, he reported. The Open Society Foundation's website says it supports people and groups all over the world that it claims are fighting for freedom of expression, accountable government, and societies that promote justice and equality. However, Mike Howell, director of the Oversight Project at the Conservative Heritage Foundation, told the Post there was concern over the younger Soros' access to the White House. The Soros agenda is one of death and destruction in the name of open borders and ending Western civilization. The Biden administration and rogue prosecutor movement may be its most damaging purchase in America to date, he explained.